Praise the Lord. Matthew 6:8. The Lord say, do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. Lord, we thank you for this wonderful day. Anoint your word and your message, and speak clearly to each and every one of us. Lord, you know the need of your people. Let your message bring the need, O God, and guide us and help us to understand your will and walk in your ways. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. There's two words that we need to know here. The word want and the word need. The word want is what we like, what we want, what we desire, what is our ambition. But the word need is the actual things, the precise things that we really need in our life. The Lord Jesus say here in this verse, He said, do not be like them. He was speaking about the hypocrites, the Pharisees, when they pray, long prayer, they keep repeating, and they keep asking God, give us this and give us that. I want this, I want that, please do this and do that. And some people, when they pray, as if they are in a big shopping mall, you give me that and you give me this. The thing is, we ask God many things, but the Bible tells us, the Word of God tells us, your Father know what you need before you ask. We need to ask God, because the Word of God tells us, you don't have because you don't ask. But Jesus say here, your Father know what you need. Most of the time, when we pray, we really don't know what we really need. Certain time, we ask God certain things, but we are asking God something to harm us. Many times when we keep praying and keep asking God, we must discern what is the will of God. We ask God certain things. We want that and we want this, but God is not answering this prayer. So you must discern. That is not what you need. That is what you want. God going to give you what you need. Certain time we are frustrated and upset, and we ask God why He's not answering us. We got anxious, but let us be discerning. God is giving us what we really need. God knows the future. God knows what is coming in the future. God knows ourselves better than ourselves. And God knows what is the thing that is fit for us. Many times, God is sparing us troubles when He does not answer our prayer in the way that we want it. Certain time when God will answer no, we are upset, but that's what we need. Certain time God will give us something else, something better, something we are not imagining it, or it is not in our calculation and in our computation. But that what He is giving us is the thing that we really need, and better than what we had asked from Him. Your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. We must admit that we really sometimes we don't know what ourselves need. Certain time when you look to the past of your life, the past days or weeks or months, you look to what you had asked God. And you will find out clearly that if God had answered your prayer, today you would be in a bigger problem. Because at that time when you asked Him, you did not discern. That is the wrong request. That is not fit for you. Sometimes we are drawn by our emotion. We are drawn by our feeling. We are drawn by our understanding. We are drawn by our own imagination. We are drawn by our own thought and ideas about the things. But God's thoughts and God seeing things in a different way than us. And finally, when we pray, the Lord will give us not what we want, not what we like. He will give us what we really need. Amen? The word here is need. There are other scripture in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. say His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. What clearly say here, say His divine power has given us everything we need. He did not say, the Word of God did not say, He will give us. He already has given us. He already had released the need before the appointed time. We have a timetable, like after 1 month, after 2 months, after 5 days, after 2 days, after 6 hours, there are certain needs we are expected. That there are certain things that it need to be satisfied. Certain bill or certain requirements have to be satisfied. God had already sent the need to be met at the point of need at that time. God has already sent it. Many times we live in anxiety. We live in doubt. We live in out of faith. We are worried too much because we are thinking how God will meet this need. How God will, after 1 week, what I need to do after 6 months, this is the timetable and this is the deadline. And what I will do on that time? The Bible tells us His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness. If you want to live for God, if we are willing to walk in the way of the Lord, then before the time will reach, God has sent the need ahead of the time. When we reach that point of time and that place, God will meet that need. What we need today, God had already sent it. Before eternity, God has sent the need. Suppose we live in life and godliness. If we live in life and godliness, what I need today, what I need after 1 hour, what I need after 6 hours, what I need after 1 day, what I need after 10 days, God has already sent it. Because I am in the perfect, pleasing, and good will of God. If I live my life for life and godliness to the Lord, God has send my need, and my needs will be met. Amen? But if I live my own life, what I want, it will not be there. But if I live for God, what I need, He had already provided. Not He will provide, He had already sent. And we say by faith, the Lord will provide. But He had already sent the provision. Before we reach the place, God has sent the provision. God has sent the provision. Before we reach the time, God has sent the provision. When we reach the point, we'll find the provision. When Isaac asked his father Abraham, Lord, he asked, Father, where is the lamb for the sacrifice? Abraham said, the Lord will provide. He knows. Abraham, he knows that he's in the perfect will of God. He's obeying God. And you know when he's climbing, when he is climbing the mountain to sacrifice his son, God had already provided the need for him. Amen? God, because he is in the perfect will of God, he is sure that God will not leave him or forsake him. God had already provided the need for him. We need to understand this. We need to live in obedience to the Lord in full assurance that as we obey Him, what we need for daily living, spiritually and material things, God had met it before the time. When we reach the point, it is there already. In Luke chapter 10, verse 38 to 42, there's another example of the word need, where the Lord spoke about it. Jesus and His disciples were on their way. He came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her house to Him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what He said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparation that had to be made. She came to Him and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me. Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. Many times, we are anxious, and we are distracted by many things. Martha was distracted by all the preparation. Many of the time, our mind is distracted by the calculation, computation, about the future planning. There's a lot of things coming in our mind. But Jesus say, you are busy with a lot of things, but there's one thing is needed, to come at the sit and the feet of Jesus. Jesus telling to Martha, did I tell you to do all these things? Did I ask you to do all these things? Why you are busy with a lot of these things? You need to come at my feet and listen to my word. Then I will let you know what you need to do. Mary was listening. We need to listen to the Lord before we do anything. Before we go forward and we do anything, we need to listen to the Lord. Many times we plan things, we arrange things, but these things are not what the Lord had said. Jesus was quiet. Martha, she was opening her heart to Jesus, but she was not listening to him. She was moved by her plans and emotion and her own thoughts. That is not the thought of the Lord. There's one thing that is needed, is to sit at the Lord's feet and listen. Amen? That's what the Lord say. Your father knows what you need before you ask. The thing is, we keep asking, but we don't listen to Jesus. We don't listen to the Lord. We want the Lord to listen to us. Lord, give me that and give me this. But how many of us, when we pray, we keep the quiet and we say, Lord, you speak, your servant is listening. We need to be at his feet. Not that he will be at our feet. We have to be at his feet. We have to be at his feet. Not he will be at our feet. We have to be at his feet. We have to be at his command. Then what we need is there ahead of the time the Lord has sent it. And we don't need to be distracted, disoriented, anxious about many things. Because we realize our need only is to the Lord. Amen? The word need. Let us pray now. Let us clear up our mind and fully submit ourselves to the Lord, that the Lord himself will provide for us what we need. We need to surrender our life to God. We need to be willing and open. If God say that is not good, that is not for you, we should accept it. If God say that is unnecessarily, we say, yes, Lord, that is unnecessarily. If God say, I have something for you, you say, yes, Lord, I will obey. If God say, wait, you need to wait. Don't follow what you want. Follow what God wants from you. For your Father, know what you need before you ask. Let's pray. Let's bow our head and pray. Lord, we thank you for your word. Thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Lord, I thank you because I realize that you know what I need, O God. You know what I need before I ask you, Lord. Lord, I admit that I don't know what really I need in my life, O God. But I trust you, O God. I trust you, Lord, my life. I surrender everything to you. According to your promises, for his divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness, O Lord. I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that this message will bring a calmness, assurance, peace, and take all the anxiety away. And whatever things we are doing unnecessarily, Lord, we realize today that we need to stop, we need to come at your feet and listen to you. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.